with a appropriation for next year of about $16 million. Those are our state surveys. And certainly there wasn't a lot of detail that the governor came out with regard to the need to stabilize pensions and how the Medicaid it will be cut. So we are basically living with that great uncertainty for the university. The dollars themselves, very quickly, this is just the appropriations. This is stripping out the transfers and the bond payments. So the general operating fund for the state went up about $500 million, and all of that really is coming in from the pension is the reason for the increase. And you can see that if you look at all the pieces where the dollars go to in the state budget, even holding higher education flat, all the rest of the pieces are down because of the increase in government services, where that's where the pension payment's going. So you can see that basically that slimming down of all the other pieces to the because of the pension payment going into that government services piece. If you look at higher education, it's been said already, higher education for 2013, the governor is trying to hold flat funding. For that would mean $680 million would be the appropriation that we would be looking at as far as that is concerned. He did ask, as part of the pension payment, he's asked for an increase in the pension payment, going up almost $422 million just to SERS, from about $980 million to $1.4 billion is just the payment they're looking for out of that $5.2 billion payment that would go to SERS. So a 43% increase there. He's also asked for a $50 million increase in the MAP, the Monetary Assistance Program for higher education. This is out of ISAC, that's run by ISAC. And again, that's been what was being requested. Last year it was requested, but then by the time we were all done, it was a slight shaving in 2012 of what was available for the Modified Assistance Program. We've been working with IBHE on the performance-based budgeting portion of the budget for 2013. We will continue to see how that works out. Right now, based on what IBHE and what we've been doing on a temporary or preliminary basis, there might be an adjustment of a net $30,000 to suggested for our budget. But how that'll all work out in the end, we'll be reporting back at the end of May, when the legislative session is over. So the increase in the higher education budget for the state, very simply, the $500 million increase, it's $425 million for pension, and it's $50 million for ISAC for the MAP. That's the simple increase. The rest of it's flat for higher education in the state of Illinois between 2012 and 2013. You look at the general fund appropriations from 2002, fiscal year 2002, $1.008 billion down to, and this is in nominal dollars, this is in constant dollars, 2011 dollars, we've dropped 34% in 10 years in the support for the University of Illinois. If you add on this, if they keep it flat and you use the same type of CPI, about a 3% increase, we would go down in 2013 to about 649. So about a 36% decrease would be the result. So if we just remain flat, and again, we are educating well over 10,000 more students at the university over that same period of time. I can't talk about the state without talking also about the payments on behalf, because this is going to become more and more critical this year as this plays out. Our projection for 2012 that the state will provide almost over $800 million of support on payments on behalf. This is pension, and it is health benefits paid to for university employees. I wanted to break down, particularly emphasize in the lower right-hand corner here, the pieces to the pension payment for 2012, just what we're looking at right now. If you look at the total amount of pension that the state is supposed to be paying for the university, it's a total of about $445 million. Of that, about $225 million is for the amortization of this giant liability that we have for SERS, so that piece. And the normal cost, this is the cost of going on a going concern, going forward basis for university employees, would be about $180 million in FY12.